This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Heat Wave. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of us struggle in the heat, people and animals alike, but there are certain organisms that really thrive in hot temperatures. They're called thermophiles, heat lovers. And in the geysers of Yellowstone National Park, you can find all kinds of thermophiles, bacteria, viruses, fungi, living in water that's hot enough to blister your skin. Rebecca Huntington took a stroll around Yellowstone's most famous geyser to get a closer look.
Park ranger Rebecca Rowland and I are lined up with more than 3,000 visitors, crowding in and all waiting with cameras. Yellowstone's most famous geyser, Old Faithful, shoots up columns of hot, steamy water about every 90 minutes. The water can be as hot as 204 degrees, and the steam can exceed 300 degrees. But to get a really good look at some of the thermophiles that make these geysers so colorful, we headed up the boardwalk to a less famous spot. Along the way, the hillside is covered in white mineral sand and looks like a moonscape. Hot water burbles like witch's brew, even making the ground thump like a drum.
So this is Pump Geyser.
It's like a mini Old Faithful, spitting out 4 to 5 foot high columns of water and then settling back down. As all the hot water runs down the hillside, it creates the perfect environment for heat-loving bacteria.
It has one of the most lush and prolific bacteria mats in the park.
Thermophilic bacteria are too small to see with the naked eye, but you can see them when they grow into colonies, called bacteria mats. From a distance, the mats look kind of like felt carpet, just under the water's surface. We bend over the boardwalk to get a closer look. It looks like an underwater forest of tiny Dr. Seuss trees.
So this bacteria mat is thick like a vegetable lasagna. You have a layer of slime and a layer of crunch and then a layer of slime and a layer of crunch. The crunch is the silica, the sinter, and the slime, of course, is the bacteria. And
this There's a whitish mineral deposit that lines the hot springs, kind of like white paint on a swimming pool. Scientists call it sinter.
Right at the center of each feature, where it's bright blue usually, that's where you have things like archaea and viruses that can grow above that 170 degree threshold.
Different temperatures cause different effects.
Below about 163 degrees, then you start in with the different types of bacteria, the thermophiles that like that really hot water, and you'll start in with a pale yellow color. And then you go out a little farther and you start heading into some of the darker peach colors. A little bit farther, you'll get some of the brighter oranges.
As you get further from the bright blue pool, the water begins to stream out like river channels, braiding back and forth across the white sandy soil.
And we've got runoff channels with streamers and colonies of bacteria there. I love the streamers. They're my favorite. They're waving. It looks like feathers waving in the water.
Ranger Rebecca Rowland says the water in the runoff channels is about as warm as your bathtub, if you only turned on the hot water.
When you have a lot of water and it comes down from the feature and in varying grades of temperature, you get a lot of opportunity for varying organisms to grow.
It's like a living lab for scientists who've already identified many kinds of thermophiles living in Yellowstone's geysers. What they've found so far has already been useful.
In the past, they've actually found thermophiles that digested oil in oil spills. The enzymes that you use in your laundry detergent are heat tolerant because of original enzymes from Yellowstone.
Scientists love the park as much as tourists do, but the researchers, they're hunting for the next great breakthrough.
That's Rebecca Huntington reporting from Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming.